Sovereign Grace Chapel, located at 135 Annabelle Lane in Beaver, West Virginia, invites you to listen to a gospel message concerning Jesus Christ our Lord.
If you'd like to follow along, please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. And I'm going to begin reading in verse 14. Now, thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ, in them that are saved and in them that perish. To the one we are the savor of death unto death, and to the other the savor of life unto life. And who is sufficient for these things? For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, speak we in Christ, in Christ. I read a bulletin the other day, and a fellow had wrote a little article, and he quoted a church sign he saw. That church sign was, "Your future depends on how you live today." Now, my first reaction was this: "Dear Lord, I hope not. Because I don't want the responsibility of my future." One is, Walter, because I'm irresponsible. And two is, I can't. I cannot. But this fellow commented on the fact, and it's true, that this is a perfect summation of false religion in this day, and I will add this, and every other day. That's true. This is the true summation of the messages of free will, easy believism. It depends upon what you do today, what your future is. Now, that's not what this book says. This book says your future depends upon the Lord Jesus Christ. False preachers would tell us that all our faults and failures are our own, which is true. But they go on saying the cure is all up to you. You know, if you're not healthy and wealthy, and if you didn't get that Cadillac you wanted, Mac, it's because you don't have enough faith. Because if you had enough faith, you'd get everything you want. And I'm sorry, folks, that's a lie. That's all that is. This book, God has promised to meet all our needs, not all our wants. As a matter of fact, James tells us the reason you don't get what you ask for. He's talking to believers there. He says, you don't get it because you ask amiss. Why? Because you ask because you want it. And you ask to consume it upon your own lusts. And besides that, right now, the children of God have everything they need and more in Christ Jesus. And there's only one thing to say unto that: thanks be unto God. That's my title, Paul, on this message, is thanks be unto God. Verse 14 starts out, now, thanks be unto God. So here's a question. When do you need to thank God? right now. Amen. Right now. Right now. Because now is all that we have. Yesterday is gone. I can't change anything I did yesterday, no matter how much I wish I could. Tomorrow, I may not have. Tomorrow, you may not have. Now is all we have. And that's what Paul writes here. Now, thanks be to God. Thanks be unto God. That's the question. Where do you start when you start talking about the things of God? Well, this is where Paul starts. But I do remember, way back now, testimony meetings. I don't know if y'all, some of y'all I know have been in some of these, okay? And I suppose this is more of a common experience because I never really saw a testimony meeting that went well. Not by what I think, anyway. I remember some of those testimonies. Most of them, the ones that I went to, way too many of them, start with the word I. And they don't start with the word Christ. And they don't start with the word Lord. They don't start with the word God. They start with I. And rarely did any of them involve thanking God in any way. Because a lot of them, and I hope that you haven't experienced this, but a lot of them turned out, instead of being testimony meetings, they turned into being woe is me meetings. Amen. I've had a hard week, Walter. I've had bad things happen. The devil is after me. I heard that more than once. Oh, my. Now, others were some that what I call I did good meetings. I've wrestled with the devil. Really? Never mind. It was rare in any of these meetings did anybody give any thanks to God, is all I'm saying. Paul did. Paul did a lot. I'm not going to go into all of them. There's a bunch of them all throughout the scriptures, but I'm just going to use the Apostle Paul here. The Apostle to the Gentiles. In 1 Corinthians 15 and 57, he said, "But thanks be to God, which giveth the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 16, "But thanks be to God, which put the same earnest care into the heart of Titus for you." 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 15, "Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift." Ephesians 5 and 20. "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Colossians 1 and 3. "We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you." Colossians 3 and verse 17, "And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." 1 Thessalonians 1 and 2, "We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers." 1 Thessalonians 3 and verse 9, "For what thanks can we render to God again for you, for all the joy wherewith we joy for your sakes before our God?" And here's one that's especially blessed. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18. "In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks." That's hard to do. 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 13 says, but we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord. Because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. We had to get election in there somewhere. Thanks to God. Hebrews 13 and verse 15 says this, by him, therefore, let us offer, what? The sacrifice of praise to God continually. What's that mean? Well, that is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. Isn't that something? The sacrifice of praise to God is thanking God. I like that. Here's one of my personal favorites. Romans 14 and verse 6. This is a strange one, you might think. But he that regardeth the day regardeth it unto the Lord. And he that regardeth not the day to the Lord, he doth not regard it. He that eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks. And he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not, and giveth God thanks. Now, Paul starts that chapter out in verse 1 talking about him that's weak in the faith receive. You understand? This assembly is built in Christ. But the members, our members in particular, we're different. And there may be some little things in which we might disagree. But here's the thing. What Paul tells us, he says, he that regardeth the day, regard it unto the Lord. You understand? Don't despise a weaker faith brother. And don't let the weaker faith brother be mad at the stronger faith. He's talking about eating meat. He talks in another place about eating meat offered unto idols. You understand? An idol is nothing. And an idol does not curse a piece of meat that was offered to it. But we are not to eat it if we know it's been offered to an idol. Because it might offend a weaker brother, and it gives credence to their idol. Amen. But here it is. Give thanks to the Lord. Whether you eat or you eat not. What? In everything, give thanks to the Lord. Thanks be unto God always. I love that. Always. You understand? My failures are my own. My faults and my sins are my own. But in Christ, thanks be unto God. Amen. Thanks be unto God. Because thankfully, my future is not up to me. Thanks be unto God. But he puts it in this way, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and makes manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Now, the direct context in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, he's talking about preaching. He says it here, where was it? Furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was opened unto me of the Lord, I had no rest in my spirit because I had found not Titus my brother. And I went from there to Macedonia. Now, thanks be to God, which causes us to triumph in Christ. Now, pointed out clearly, the only triumph we ever have is in Christ. And that's always. Always give thanks unto God. Why? Because only triumph we're ever going to have is in Jesus Christ. It's not in ourselves. But here it says, maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. If we preach or proclaim or witness truthfully to the gospel of Jesus Christ, we triumph.
Yeah.
We triumph. And I mean that not only for preachers, but for people, just believers who witness. You understand? If you speak the truth of Christ and lie not to the best of your ability, you've triumphed. He's going to get into what it means. And the beauty of this thing is here, I just fascinates me, because we triumph even when we are unaware. We triumph if you preach Christ and Him crucified, and if you witness the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, you triumph even if you think you have failed. Because the triumph's not in you. The triumph is in Christ. And what did he say here? Oh, and maketh manifest what? The savor of his knowledge. It's not the savor of your knowledge. It's the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Because here's the thing. And he's going to go on to it. We're going to get to it in just a minute. We triumph even if no one believes a word we say.
Yeah.
And you know what you're supposed to say then? Thanks be unto God.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard. When the gospel's rejected, Walter, it's painful.
Yeah.
It's painful to me. Been there, done that. Should make up a t-shirt. But you understand, it's hard. It hurts. And it's not hurt because it's an offense against me. I found this out. You understand? It's an offense against God.
Amen.
You understand? If people reject the truth of God in Jesus Christ, even if you said it to the best of your ability, to the best of the knowledge that God has given you, don't be offended. They're rejecting Christ. Now, they might be rejecting you too, but that's not the problem. That's not the point. Point is, they're rejecting the Son of God. And here's the thing. People do every day. And what are we supposed to say? Thanks be unto God. Thanks be unto God. He says it this way. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ in them that are saved and and them that perish. Thanks be unto God. To the one we are the savor of death unto death, and the other the savor of life unto life. And who is sufficient for these things? Not me. Thanks be unto God. Not you. Thanks be unto God. Oh my. See, it says here, thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge. It's God that has to make manifest the savor of his knowledge. Not you. Not you. For we are, and here's the point, unto God a sweet savor of Christ. Thanks be unto God. And it says it. In them that are saved and in them that perish. Thanks be unto God. Thanks be unto God. Isaiah wrote it this. Who is sufficient for these things? Not us. Isaiah wrote, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. But it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Thanks be unto God. In them that are saved and in them that are perishing, thanks be unto God. You understand, God is glorified by the preaching of Christ, by the witnessing of Christ. Thanks be unto God. Let's be clear. It says here, for we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ in them that are saved and in them that perish. It doesn't say that unto men you're a sweet savor of Christ. Unto man, we might not be sweet at all in their nostrils. Paul writes, it's unto God. And thanks be unto God for that. Unto God, we are a sweet savor of Christ. For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity. But as of God, in the sight of God, speak we in Christ. What? Don't corrupt the word of God. Many do. Many do. We are surrounded. Don't corrupt the word of God. Thanks be unto God. All of God's children, man, woman, boy, girl, young, old, barbarian or Scythian. I always like saying that because I always wanted to be the barbarian. Doesn't matter. If you speak the things of Christ, thanks be unto God. If you speak the things of Christ truthfully, you're a sweet savor in the nostrils of God. A sweet savor of Christ, mind you, not your own savor. But it says we are. Thanks be unto God. And it says that everyone who speaks, what? We are told to speak in Christ and of Christ as if we are speaking in the very presence of the Father on the throne, because in a very real sense, you are. And thanks be unto God. I don't say that to scare you, but it might, because it scares me. When you come to speak about the Lord Jesus Christ and His glory and His power and His salvation and His word, and I don't want to be in error, but I don't even want to make a mistake. Understand? I don't want to call Noah Moses and Moses Noah. But we do. But that's not the point. The point is, if you preach in Christ, thanks be unto God. Speak the truth, and the truth of God is in Christ Jesus. And nowhere else. He is the truth. He said it himself. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. What's that mean? No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Give thanks unto God. We are to give thanks unto God because it is due to Him. We owe Him thanks. We owe Him thanks. This is the thing, people. I'm not going to go into that. In every circumstance, whatever circumstance, and this is very hard to do, give thanks unto God. What did Paul say? Give thanks unto God always. I still remember what Scott Richardson, wasn't it? Thank God my dog died. That's hard to do. It's hard to do. You're going to have to go to a funeral, Mac. It's hard to give thanks unto God at a funeral. But we need to. We should. Because here it is. Everyone that's living, everyone that's dying, which is everyone that's living, and everyone that has passed on, our Lord knows exactly where and why and what forever happened.
Amen, that's right.
You understand? I believe in the sovereign God that this Bible preaches, this Bible teaches. Thanks be unto God. You read of Job sitting on that, oh my, sitting on that pile of rocks and picking at his boils with a piece of shattered pottery. Sitting there. What'd he say? The Lord gave, the Lord taketh away. What? Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
What's that mean? Thanks be unto God. Thanks be unto God. In whatever circumstances, give thanks unto God. In whatever condition we find ourselves in, give thanks unto God. Understand, whether you're low or whether you're high, whether you're right in the middle, give thanks unto God. I wish I could thank God the way I should. I wish I could. I wish I could know most everything I need to be thankful of, Mason.
Amen, that's right.
You know how depraved I am? I don't have any idea about how God has blessed me. For the most part. I know the superficial things. But thanks be unto God. No matter what, because God causes us. You understand? This is the thing. You understand? It's not that we're triumphant in Christ. We did it. No. God causes you to triumph in Christ. You understand? If there's any way you have triumphed in Christ, it's because God caused it. Thanks be unto God. Thanks be unto God. We are to give thanks unto God for Christ. We are to give thanks unto God by Christ. And we are to give thanks unto God in Christ. In Christ. I think about this assembly some days. And I am. When I say I'm glad to be here, I am glad to be here with you.